Joining me on the telephone, getting ready for the start of the National Hockey League season next week, is a face familiar to folks in Saskatchewan, especially up Prince Albert way. I'm joined by Winnipeg Jets defenseman Josh Morrissey. Josh, it's that getting down to that time. You're sick and tired of training camp and preseason games. You'd like to get started with the regular season right about now, and that's going to be next week. So I'm sure you're anxious as all heck to get going with the Jets.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks to chat with you, Wes. For sure, it's an exciting time of year, as you mentioned. It's sort of that just excited to get ready and get into the regular season. We've had a good camp here and a long off season for us without playoffs last season. So, we're just anxious to honestly drop the puck on the regular season and get going.
Before we got started, we were just discussing the idea that the league itself starts next Tuesday. You guys have to wait until Friday until you host the New York Rangers. In some ways, that's a good thing because you get extra practice time, like you were saying. But I'd have to think, for a guy like yourself who knows what the systems are, he knows what's going on, you're itching to get going right about now, too, in order to start playing NHL games. And you wouldn't want to watch too much of the other teams playing while you're waiting.
Yeah, I mean, as you mentioned, it's just that time of year where you want to drop the puck for real. With the long off season for us, started skating quite early this summer and have been skating all the way through. So, kind of just excited to get into the swing of playing games, and obviously having a few extra days with the new coaching staff that we have here and some alterations to the way we're going to play, it could be a benefit for us. We'll kind of be chomping at the bit, I'm sure, those couple days extra waiting. But once we get going, we'll be right into the swing. And maybe in January, February, when we've got a condensed schedule, we'll be hoping for an extra day off here or there. So, take them when you can get them, I guess.
I misspoke maybe a little bit when I said that you'd be familiar with systems and everything. Got to remember, you guys overhauled things a little bit, at least the Jets organization did. You've got Rick Bowness now as your head coach. You got guys like Scott Arneal and Brad Lauer as your assistant coaches, amongst others. How much difference is that going with Rick Bowness and company compared to what you had previously? How much of an adjustment is that?
Yeah, it's an adjustment. In my time in the NHL, this is my seventh season, and I think, what would it be, maybe almost 10 training camps, nine training camps. For the most part, Paul Maurice had been the coach here. So, it's an adjustment with new staff, and so far it's been awesome. Right from the summer, once the staff had been put in place, the line of communication has just been, extremely open, I guess, the best way to describe it. Bones, as we call Rick Bowness, he's been around the game a long time, both as a player and a coach. And, Scotty Arneal and the rest of the staff as well, Brad Lauer, they all bring unique element, but it's been an exciting camp. It's been fun. We have put in new systems sort of across the board, defensively, offensively, special teams. So I think as a player, that kind of it's exciting. You're learning a new system. You're working through it, and it's sort of stimulating mentally. And on the positive end, I really think the system is going to benefit us and sort of play up our strengths that we have as a team. We're a fast team with skill and talent. So we're going to try to play that system while playing a very aggressive defensive game that hopefully takes away our opposition's time and space. So at the end of the day, it's been a really fun couple of weeks learning the system and working through it, and I'm really excited about the changes we've made here.
Josh, you personally had career highs last season with goals and points. you're basically carrying on what you were as a junior when you played for Prince Albert and for Kelowna on the way to a Memorial Cup, playing an offensive style game, a guy who skates well, moves the puck well, great first pass, can play on the power play, those sorts of things. Is that role going to be still yours this year, or does that change for you because of the change in coaching?
I mean, those things are always up to the staff and you know, the direction that the team wants to go. Of, as all players know, that's out of your control. But, you know, so far I've been put in offensive and defensive situations, special teams and whatnot. And, I'm trying to build my game, grow my game. You know, I think last year was a huge step for me, sort of evolving my game, rounding it out with the offensive side that I always had in junior. You know, when I first got to the NHL, that offensive role really wasn't an option for me here in Winnipeg with some of the players, veteran players that were around. So, you know, I kind of had to adapt my game and play a different style. And so in the last couple of years, I've been able to, you know, have a little bit more opportunity. And especially, as I mentioned, I think last year, you know, was a big step. So I'm hoping to build off it this season, confidence wise and all over the ice and with the new staff, and system. I think it really, plays to my strengths individually. So I'm excited to work through it and, just keep trying to build off it. We've got a really good team and great players to play with. So I'm excited to, work with those guys and play with those guys and continue to, get better.
I'm speaking with Josh Morrissey, a defenseman with the Winnipeg Jets, as they get ready to start the National Hockey League season next week, specifically Friday at home against the New York Rangers. Josh, you played your junior hockey to start in Prince Albert. You finished up in Kelowna, but a lot of folks in the Raiders remember you fondly. You had some great years there. I noticed there's a 73-point season in 59 games in 2013-14, which seems like an eternity ago, but it really isn't. You're only 27, but a lot of folks up north in our listening area would remember you fondly, like I said, and would probably appreciate an update as to the status of Josh Morrissey. Married, kids, what's going on with you?
Yeah, no, it's, I got married this summer and, as you mentioned, in 2013 and when I first got drafted there in 2010, it, doesn't feel like that long ago, but I guess time is going by. But, I really enjoyed my time, in Prince Albert and certainly the battles between, PA and Saskatoon, were always awesome. The Art Hauser Center, especially just big weekend games, Friday, Saturday night, was an absolute blast. And, as you mentioned, I guess I finished the last portion of my career in Kelowna, which was a few months time and that was exciting. But, I always look back at my junior career as a Raider and as my time in Saskatchewan. So, spent plenty hours on the bus on the highway in between PA and Saskatoon, as I know you have over the years. And, like I said, I just couldn't have had a better experience. People of PA, people of Saskatchewan in general. My family has roots in Saskatchewan, in Craik, in Regina. So, like I said, it's dear to my heart, and actually playing in an outdoor game a few years ago at the Ryder Stadium was a huge thrill for those reasons as well. So, yeah, like I said, I could go on forever about talking about my experience and my fond memories there.
I am proud and almost embarrassed at times to mention that it's been 29 years for me now doing this and riding on the bus over half a million kilometers that I've probably put on it driving along. So maybe a little bit of insanity thrown in there for good measure. But Josh, you mentioned the Blades and Raiders rivalry that you had. So much of that, especially up at the Art Hauser Center, driven by the fans of Prince Albert. I don't know how much you guys grew to hate the Blades because of that, But certainly, you know that the fans didn't like the Blades anytime they came to town.
Yeah, I mean, it was basically from the day I was drafted there, sort of the biggest rivalry, that's for sure, that there was for us. And, even my 15-year-old season, when I finished my midget AAA hockey season, got called up to the Raiders for the last few games of the season, and in the playoffs, I'm sure you'd recall the year, I think it was in the 2011 playoffs, and of course Saskatoon had loaded up with Braden Shen and had a first place team that season. And so the Raiders snuck in at eighth place, and although I didn't play any of those games as a 15-year-old in the playoffs, just watching, I think everyone expected it to be a sweep, and the Raiders and the fans really at the Hauser Center came alive, and I think it ended up being a 6-game series. But throughout the years, whether we had good teams or the Blades had good teams or whatnot, playing games in Warman in the preseason or different things like that, it was you can't help but have a rivalry when you play against each other that many times. And as I mentioned before, I loved playing in the Art Hauser Center, and also loved playing in Saskatoon as well. It's a great building, obviously a lot bigger than the Art Hauser Center, and kind of felt like you were under the bright lights when you got out there on the ice. So it was a blast, that rivalry. Obviously still lives on and will live on, but it was fun to be a part of it.
I applaud your memory, Josh. Your details are spot on. You're exactly correct as to what was going on back in those days. So good on you. Well, last one from me for this, and I appreciate the time, but the Jets missing the playoffs, you alluded to earlier on in the chat, and obviously desperately would love to get back into the postseason, because hey, that's what it's all about. Everybody's trying to chase that Stanley Cup, and you'd love nothing better than to be able to do that. The city of Winnipeg definitely would love nothing better than that as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know what, last year was a frustrating season for us. We felt that we had a better team than how we showed, and our eventual record showed. So that's when it's frustrating as a team, as a player, because you're just not reaching your potential. So this off season, I think the guys have really had a bit of a chip on our shoulder and a little extra motivation in the gym and on the ice. We've had a great camp, as I mentioned before. It's been highly competitive. The guys have really been open-minded and trying to get the new system. So, I think from my standpoint, I'm really excited about the season. I'm excited about, the guys that we have, the new staff and the players that we have here. We have a ton of talent, and I think this new staff and system and the self-reflection that I believe has gone on within our locker room should really give us an opportunity to show our stuff and be a great team. It's the toughest, best league in the world for hockey, and it's hard to win every single night, no matter who you're playing against. But I'm excited about our chances, and we just have to take it, as a process and get a little bit better each day. So far the process is going really well. So I'm excited about where we're starting from here.
Good stuff. Outstanding. Josh, I appreciate the time. Thank you again.
Of course. It's great to be on and talking to you, Les.
Yeah.
Great memory.